This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
So let us begin with a short meditation, and then we'll start the session and the lecture part. So let us all close our eyes if that feels right for you. If not, you can just bring your gaze down. And ever so gently, invite your attention to the bottom of your feet. And if you're in a setting that it's safe and appropriate for you to stand up, that might be a good idea too. And feel your feet on the ground, feeling the connection between the sole of your feet and the ground that you're standing on. Take your attention even closer to the center of the sole of your feet. Feeling rooted and connected to earth. Again, if it is safe and if you're standing, you may want to ever so gently rock your body, even if you're sitting. Just gently rock your body, soothing, supporting. Feeling connected. Connected to all that Earth has to offer. And connected to each other. You may use your imagination and in your mind's eye, feel the support that is coming back from Earth through the sole of your feet, moving up your legs and knees and thighs. And ever so gently arriving in your belly, feeling the strength. Feeling solid. And in your belly, now notice your breath, allowing your breath to arrive deep in your belly and noticing the rising and the falling of your belly. And reminding yourself that for the next half an hour or so, there is nothing to do and nowhere to go for you except to be here. Nothing to do and nowhere to go. Allowing this to be a gift, this practice, this gathering. A gift to yourself. feeling a sense of being gifted, grounded, supported, connected. And gently continuing the rocking of your body if it feels right for you. Soothing motion. Nothing to do and nowhere to go, except to be here breathing, connecting, soothing. Rocking, soothing movements could be from left to right or front to back, whichever feels right for your body. You feel sleepy, which is quite common. You may bring a little bit more awareness to your body. Sitting a little bit upright. So when you're ready, gently take your attention to your feet, where we started for this practice. And I want you to just notice your left foot. Feel it on the ground. And then notice your right foot. Feel it on the ground. And start wiggling your toes, reminding yourself that you're coming back to the outwardly world, the world outside of you. And let us take three deep, conscious belly breaths. And when you're ready, you may open your eyes. So welcome everyone, or welcome back if you're a regular at the Hammer. This is a weekly Thursday Hammer drop-in meditation co-presented with Mindful Awareness Research Center of UCLA. My name is Mitra Manesh, and I teach at Mindful Awareness Research Center at UCLA, and I'm also the founder of a new mindfulness app called InnerMap. I've been practicing and teaching for over 35 years when my hair was much, much darker than this. And I have to tell you that I'm teaching it because I've been practicing it and it's been assisting me through many, many challenges of life. So today I decided to talk about imagination, or as I call it, intentional imagination. The reason I chose this subject was because at times like this, and when I'm these days teaching classes or seeing my private clients, and especially when I work with the corporate clients and working with workplaces, I see a lot of tension, a lot of, I don't need to tell you, I'm sure you've seen it or you've experienced it. There's a lot more than tension here. And what happens is at times like this, when there are more challenges, when there are more stress, when there are more changes that were not predicted, when our normals are not there anymore, things that were familiar to us are not there anymore, the mind goes to a worrying and anxious place. So let me just unfold what imagination is. Imagination is seeing or feeling that which is not being experienced by our outer senses. So if I can see something with my eyes closed or eyes open that my outer eyes are not seeing, that's an imagination. It could be something new, a creation, or it could be the repeat of something that I thought was pleasant and sometimes I thought it wasn't. So when I talk about imagination, first of all, people say, well, but that's imagination. It's not reality. Well, let me tell you that the mother of every reality, everything that you're seeing these days was imagination. So anything, okay, I rang this bell and somebody, did this. This wasn't an idea, an imagination, many centuries ago, of course, because this is an old tool, but somebody imagined this and then this was born. Anything you see, this plant, this vase, this computer, somebody imagined it first. So if you think imagination is not reality, true, imagination may not be at times a reality right now, but we have to imagine it for it to be born. And then some people tell me that I'm not good at imagining. And I say, do you worry? They say, yes. I say, okay, you absolutely are good at imagination. What is a worry? Worry is when I sit here, something that hasn't happened, I imagine it happening, and then I get nervous. And I think, oh my God, that's what anxiousness is. When we plan and see a future that we cannot control, or we see it and it's out of control. So we are imagining, it's all an illusion. It hasn't taken place. I'm just imagining it. Do you dream? If you do, and we all do, we may not remember it, but we all dream, then you are good at imagination. So I established that we all imagine. And I also established that there are two kinds of, I haven't established that. Let me introduce that. There are two kinds of imagination. There is the autopilot imagination, and then there is the intentional imagination. So the fear that I talked about, that's autopilot, meaning when my surviving fear-based frightened mind starts making movies, they usually are things that are not really helpful for me. But having said that, sometimes there's also information there. I may want to listen to it for a little while, take the substance out of it, and let go of what is not helpful for me. So that's what your thinking mind does most of the time, because it is in the survival mode. And for it to make you survive, it usually gives you the worst case scenario of everything. What if this happens? What if that happens? What if nobody likes me? What if nobody wants to be with me? What if I never find a job? What if I never? And it just goes to never evering all the time. So there's a place for that. You want to know when there's a danger. But the problem is, as you all know, and I'm sure you've heard it many times, we are almost always living in this state of danger. And now, more than ever, collectively, we're living in that space. So what intentional imagination is an imagination that my knowing self, my aware self, sort of access and creates. And it is not to take you away from so-called the reality of life, but it is to make another reality a reality that is more helpful for you. So we're talking about balance. I don't want to always live in an intentional imagination place, and I don't want to always live in no imagination or in autopilot imagination, which we collectively are sort of doing, if I may say so. So the balance is when we realize when we're on autopilot and that fear is taking over, and then take it to somewhere else that might be more helpful. Of course, I'm not talking about severe situations. I'm talking about your garden variety, everyday kind of fear that mind likes to make and present to you and occupy your attention. So that's imagination, and I'm going to actually take you through a guided meditation on that. And I will be staying after 1 o'clock for any questions that you may have for about 10 minutes so that I can answer them, because I know this may be a new or unfamiliar subject for some. So let us practice together. So find a very comfortable and alert posture for yourself. Your back upright, your body comfortable. And just gently bring your attention to the sensations of your body. And then invite your attention to your breath and your breathing. Like a kind and gentle and loving friend, escort your breath from your nose or mouth, wherever it comes from, down to your belly. And again, remind yourself that there is nothing to do and nowhere to go right now. Rest and relax in your breath and in your body. What if I was comfortable? What if I was restful right now? And now gently bring a situation to your awareness that might be troubling you, but it needs to be something very small. Please don't bring anything dramatic or large. Just something small that is bothering you, a phone call, or lack of phone call, whatever it is, something small that you can handle in this context and through your meditation. And imagine that this challenge, this question, whatever it is that is bothering you, is sitting at one side of a large room. You cannot imagine it wrong, so don't get involved in right and wrong, and just allow whatever comes up for you to be there. And I want you to acknowledge what the challenge is. And just notice how you feel when you think about this particular issue. And ask yourself, what am I needing right now based on this feeling? And ever so gently put your hand on your heart and wish yourself that which you might be needing right now. May I have peace with this. May I have balance. May I be kind to myself while I'm going through this challenge. Or whatever it is that you may be needing. And now I want you to take your attention and your imagination to the opposite side of this room. This is the side that the resolution, the solution, the working out of the same challenge is sitting. So go and take your attention to the opposite side of the room. Let's take a deep breath together. And I want to invite you to smile, even if you feel not like smiling. Let it be a mechanical smile. As you do that, immediately your body goes from surviving state to a state of choice. And now on this side, I want you to feel as if this challenge has been resolved the way you wish it was resolved. And please, it's not a mind practice. I don't want you to find a solution or analyze the problem. I want you to go for the feeling of resolution. How would you feel if this issue was resolved and dissolved the way you wanted it to? Just connect to that feeling in your body. Some images may come to your awareness. You may see yourself lighter, happier, relieved. You may feel differently. You may see colors, geometry, Let's just sit and allow your imagination to go beyond your experience or your memory. How would you be sitting differently if this challenge was resolved? Don't forget the smile on your face. How would you be breathing differently? Allowing your breath to get deeper and longer. And allow your face to be more relaxed. Releasing your tongue, your forehead. Allowing your intentional imagination to assist you. Again, a gentle rocking usually helps to soothe the body. Gently reminding yourself that if you contain the problem, you contain the solution. Maybe not right now, but it will come. And this is an ongoing practice that I'm hoping that you continue, allowing yourself to rest on the side of the solution, resolution, and dissolving and resolving. So ever so gently, bring your awareness back to your physical body. Taking a few deep, compassionate, peaceful breaths. And then when you're ready, you may open your eyes. Well, almost done. Again, my name is Mitra Manash, and it was a pleasure to lead the meditation today.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.